You are listening to a message from ICS Church. For more information about ICS Church, please visit us online at ics.church or like us on facebook.com/ICS Church.
Again, magandang gabi po sa bawat isa. We want to thank you for joining us at Wednesday Night Life. Thank you for those of you who are continuing to join us every day, Monday to Friday at our prayer stream. Patuloy po tayong manalangin na sama-sama, and let's be expectant for miracles that God will do through the prayers that are lifted up. Tonight, the message is, I know you. I know you. What we know about you, what I know about you, rather, affects how I relate to you and what I tell others about you. Agree po ba kayo dun sa statement na yun? That's a statement that is true regardless of who we are. You know, sa mga panahon na ng social media, there's so many people that are being known publicly. And it's very easy to form opinions patungkol sa kanila. Whether we like them, we don't like them, and sometimes hindi na nananatili doon lang, no, sa opinion. Some of us actually express it kahit hindi natin kilala itong mga tao personally. And it's a sad reality because it reveals really the condition of our heart. You know, yung pagiging judgmental natin or yung pagiging paghuhusga natin sa kapwa natin, na kahit yung mga tao na yun, they don't even know probably that we exist. And yet, minsan yung emotions natin naapektuhan or nagpapa-apekto tayo because of what we see or what we hear. And that's just a reality of individuals and people, but it's something na dapat abangan natin, no? Bantayan natin, because it will definitely determine a lot of times, you know, affects the way that we feel, yung mga emotions natin, yung mga attitudes natin, o kadalasan naapektuhan by the things that we see based on the people that we watch and listen to, whether we know them up close, personal, or not. But there are people also na masarap kasama naman, di ba? Yung mga opinions, the moment that we know somebody very close, so family natin, best friends natin, immediately, di ba? Ibang klase rin yung opinion na na-form. Kadalasan, yung mga initial first impressions are different from how we know, we initially knew a lot of people. That's kind of how I experience relationships in my life as well. There are people who are like that. And this is something that we need to be careful of these days. Dahil nga sa paglaganap ng social media, we need to be real careful with the condition of our heart and how we think about others na hindi naman natin ganun ka kilala. We're going to look at several passages tonight and several characters in Scripture that will help us know how to navigate this. Bakit? Dahil napaka-importante po to when it comes to our relationship with Jesus. You know, Easter and Christmas comes around every now and then, at least once a year. And for many people around the world, millions of people who follow Jesus, this is a very special time for us. Pero meron mga tao din na hindi naman ganun kalalim yung pagkakilala nila patungkol sa Panginoong Jesus. And for them, it's just like, oh, it's a tradition that Christians celebrate. It doesn't really mean anything to me, and it doesn't affect them. How is the Holy Week affecting you? Meron bang meaning itong linggong ito para sa inyo? How is your relationship with Jesus affecting your circumstances? Yung sa mga hinaharap natin ngayon, with COVID-19, with being in lockdown, being at home, no, ECQ tayo ngayon, wala masyadong pinagkikilusan. How is it affecting your thoughts, your life, how you relate to others? Why is this important? Because your relationship with Jesus manifests in your relationship with everyone around you and everything around you. This is true for somebody who does not have a relationship with Jesus, and for those who know Jesus, and for those who intimately follow Jesus. Merong iba't ibang klaseng response yan para sa bawat isa sa atin. And this is important to know, especially for those of us who are Jesus followers. Kasi kung paano natin siya kakilala, whether from a distance or intimately, determines how we respond to circumstances and to relationships around us. In fact, maaring nakita na natin yun, ano, na nagmamanifest this past couple of weeks. And even before this, makita natin yan. This is important. Why? Because Jesus wants to be known intimately and to be revealed intimately in our circumstances and in our relationships. And tonight, we're going to look at how can we actually experience that in our own life, kung yun ang talagang desire natin. We're going to look at an experience that Jesus had with some of these disciples and people that were around him when he was on earth. In the book of John, John was one of the closest followers of Jesus. In fact, kilala nga siya as John the Beloved kasi very close nga siya kay Jesus. Ito po yung sarili niyang record, yung eyewitness account niya when Jesus was on earth. So this is found in John chapter 12. We're going to read from verse 1. Sabi dito, 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here, a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. Then, Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it out on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. Good suggestions, diba? Parang tama naman. He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. Ay, yung pala yung dahilan na yun. As keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. So, may mga kilala ba kayong tao gano'n na minsan parang may mga sinasabi sila na parang ang ganda-ganda, pero yung reason behind saying it, kala natin good intentions, yung pala hindi. Hindi. So, that's Judas Iscariot. So medyo nagalit siya. Bakit ginawa yon? And yet, here is an interesting response that Jesus had. You know, you come to this point and you would think, yeah, that's actually a good suggestion. Pero even though mali yung intention ni Judas, baka tama pa rin naman yon, di ba? It should have been sold. Yung money na yon, ganun kamahal yon, it should have been sold and given to the poor. But Jesus' reply is interesting kasi he actually did not agree with Judas. Jesus said, leave her alone. Leave her alone. It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. No, this is really important. Kasi at this point, Jesus had not yet died, right? So in a way, this is actually a prophecy. Kumbaga yung 6 days before the crucifixion of Jesus nangyari to. Sabi nga, 6 days before the Passover. So this is 6 days earlier. Hindi pa nangyari yun. The disciples had no idea that Jesus is about to die. No, hindi nila alam na mamamatay siya, maho-crucify siya. None of these details have been shared yet. So in a way, Jesus was prophesying what was to come. Yung sinabi niya dyan, it was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, Jesus said, but you will not always have me. Again, foretelling his soon physical death. Meanwhile, a large crowd of Jews found out that Jesus was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priest made plans to kill Lazarus as well. For on account of him, many of the Jews were going over to Jesus and believing in him. Your relationship with Jesus manifests in your relationship with everyone and everything. Kung paano natin kakilala ang Panginoon Jesus, it should actually affect. And this is what we see happening here. It's affecting how they relate to Jesus, how they know Jesus, how intimately they know him, or whether they know him or not at all, makikita natin kung paano siya nag-respond. At the same time, their knowledge or intimacy with Jesus reveals how they respond to his presence right here. Now, I'm sure all of us could relate to one of these characters. Pero a little background. Sino ba si Mary, si Martha, at si Lazarus? Kasi sila yung nag-invite kay Jesus eh. Well, a few days earlier, most recently, Lazarus actually experienced a miracle in his life. He was dead and Jesus came and resurrected him back to life. Mary, Martha, and Lazarus are siblings. Magkakapatid po ito. And they are very close to Jesus. Now, I don't know about you. If you know somebody that you really love, na-miss mo na, nawala, you know, right now, you know, we've been in ECQ for 3 weeks, going into our fourth week, mag-iisang buwan na, I'm sure marami po tayong nami-miss. No? Yung mga kamag-anak natin, na mahal natin sa buhay. Even just the barkadas, di ba? That we miss hanging out with. Well, these guys were very close to Jesus. Kaya when he was in Bethany, when he was in town, they decided, hey Jesus, dito ka, sama ka sa amin. And you know, let's have dinner together. We want to honor you. We want to celebrate the resurrection of our brother, si Lazarus. We want to celebrate the life that he has. You know, we have people like that, di ba? And why? Because we're close to them. We intimately know them. Meron tayong mga pinagsamahan, and because of our experience together, you know, there's always a reason to gather. In fact, kahit walang birthday or reason to celebrate, gumagawa tayo na mismo ng paraan, di ba? Para lang magkita-kita, para lang magsama-sama. I'm sure there are some of you who have broken yung curfew just to see some people, okay? Because na-miss nyo na sila. Na-miss nyo na sila. But please be very careful. I mean, as much as possible, let's stay in our homes. I know how difficult that is. Alam mo, kahit medyo madami kami rin dito sa church na magkakasama, we are living here, it's still hard, di ba? Just to be, not be able to go out anywhere. Napakahirap yun. And so, this was Jesus. This is how close they were. At the same time, there are other characters here na makikita natin. Judas was introduced together with the other disciples. Nandun din sila. They're actually close to Jesus as well. Pero it's interesting kasi si Judas, iba yung naging perspective niya. No? May ginawa dito eh. In the story we found here, sabi niya doon, Mary came and took a very expensive perfume, an anointing ointment, at hindi lang ilang droplets nilagay sa paa ni Jesus. She poured the entire perfume, no? To the point na yung buong bahay na puno ng amoy, no? Magandang amoy nitong perfume na ito. So the reaction was a bit harsh kasi nagulat sila. This is how expensive the perfume was. They said, it's worth a year's wages. Sobrang mahal naman yan. Bakit ginastos mo yan? Just to pour that on the feet of one person. Now, the unusual thing about that was not the anointing of the feet. Kasi culturally, ginagawa naman nila yun in the Middle East, in the Jewish culture. No, usually, pagpasok nila sa isang tahanan, there would be a servant who would wash people's feet because, you know, they've been walking in dusty roads, sandals, open feet. So pagpasok sa bahay, usually nakapaa din sila, just like in many of our Asian countries, ganun. And so the servant would come, pour water, wash the feet, and dry it. Pag na-dry na siya, maglalagay din sila dyan ng droplets of oil. Pero pakonti-konti lang yun. It's just to, you know, anoint it, to make it smell good. Hindi yan bubuhos. Bakit? Kasi mahal nga. Mahal nga. But that's exactly what Mary did. But it's interesting, you know, your response ni Judas, grabe. And not just him, there were other disciples who were responding to this. So parang grabe, sayang naman. Sana na ibenta na lang para na igamit siya sa, you know, pagtulong dun sa naghihirap sa ngayon. And we would think that's actually a pretty good suggestion. And I would agree, that's a good suggestion. But in this particular time and place, according to Jesus, sabi niya, you know, that wasn't the priority. What Mary did is actually to express worship towards him, and Jesus knew the heart, not just of Mary, but of Judas as well. Nireveal nga yun ni John na yung intention naman talaga niya, hindi naman pala tama. Even though he sounded noble in giving a suggestion na sana matulungan na lang yung mahihirap o yung naghihirap because of this, hindi naman pala yun ang talagang intention niya. His intention was, yes, pag nabenta yan, I'm gonna get a portion of that money and use it for myself. You know, si Judas, that's what he did. He was the treasurer among the disciples. And apparently, that was his weakness. So even though it sounded good initially, the heart behind it, the intention behind it was actually not right. Jesus knew this, right? The Holy Spirit revealed that to Jesus. And so he said, you know what? Wala namang masama sa ginawa ni Mary. And this is, again, it was a worship act that Jesus received from Mary. It was so extravagant. But regardless of this, all of us have different ways of responding to Jesus. Mary had a different way of responding. Judas had a different way of responding. And even the people in the crowd had a different way of responding. Sabi rin, the chief priests na naroon, nandun din, no? Nakapaligid sa kanila, were aware of what was going on, and each one of them had a different response. You know, Jesus, when he came here on earth, ang kagandahan ng pagpunta niya dito, sabi niya, you know, I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly, or have it to the full. You know, in the midst of all of our challenges and difficulties right now, minsan iisip natin, that's really hard to experience, especially pag nasa bahay lang ako, parang feeling ko under house arrest ako kahit wala akong ginawang masama. You know, bawal lumabas, wala akong masyadong magawa. I'm not really feeling the fullness of life that Jesus brings. But the reality of this, yung fullness of life is not determined by our circumstances. The fullness of life that Jesus brings is determined by His abiding presence with us. It's the presence of Jesus through His Spirit. At kasama natin siya. We can experience that daily in our life, and that is the reason why He came. Yun ang nais niya. Pero bakit ganun? Bakit hindi natin nararanasan yun? Bakit ganun? Like in this experience, you know, Jesus was right there. He was a good man. He was a good teacher. He just, you know, resurrected Lazarus from the dead. Pero bakit ganun? Hindi lahat yata nagse-celebrate in this opportunity. We should be worshiping Jesus. We should be thanking Him. Why? Because of the miracle of life that you just brought. Grabe yung miracle na to. It's an evidence that you really are, you know, the Son of God. Mary was worshiping Him. They were having a dinner in honor of Him. Pero bakit ganun? Hindi sila nagsaya. In fact, they chided. No? Sinabihan pa nila eh. Pinagalitan pa si Mary. Sayang naman yung ginawa mo. And then there were the chief priests who were there as well. Now instead of celebrating the resurrected Lazarus from the dead, a miracle, ano sinabi nila? Nako, pati ito papatiin din namin. Meron ganun silang intention. Why? Because of the relationship that they had with Jesus. How well do you know Jesus? How intimately do you know Jesus in your life today? Now there are some of us in our homes who are locked in that are continuing to be able to live with joy and peace based on the intimacy and the knowledge of Jesus in our life. And there are some of us who know about Jesus na parang wala, walang joy, walang peace, parang, you know, we're still disturbed despite the fact that we know Jesus, bakit parang walang ganun. And then there are others who know about Him, just like the chief priest, na parang baliwala lang. I mean, Jesus, whether He's the Son of God or not, it doesn't really affect me. All I know is the problem is happening in the world today. But there's a difference. And we can tell a difference based on the responses of individuals. If Jesus truly came, and the reason for His coming is so that we could experience the fullness of life, abundance and fullness of life, I really believe that it is possible for us to experience that regardless of the circumstances na ating pong hinaharap. At makikita natin yun sa ating pag-respond sa Kanya. You know, just because we know Jesus does not mean that we fully understand His heart and His mind. Judas, together with other disciples, that's the kind of man that he was. He was with Jesus. He walked with Jesus. In fact, this is how the trust factor was. Siya yung inassign na manguna mag-alaga sa salapi nila. He was the treasurer among the 12 disciples, right? That's how trusted he was when it comes to finances. But apparently, his heart wasn't always right. And in this particular case, it wasn't. You know, there are some of us who know about Jesus, but we might just know Him and relate to Him out of the convenience. Diba? Relationship out of convenience. May mga ganun tao eh. Na magiging kaibigan mo lang, sasama lang sa'yo, makikibarkada sa'yo, because they can benefit from you. Diba? Meron silang benefits na makukuha sa iyong relationship. Pero pag nakuha na nila yon, or di kaya naman wala ka mabibigay sa kanila na makatulong sa kanila, di quits na. Hindi na tayo friends. Kahit hindi ka masamang tao. Do you know people like that? Diba? There are people like that in the world today. It's a sad reality. And apparently for Judas, Ganun siya. No? Hindi niya nakita na, hey, an opportunity to para pakita kay Jesus how much I love Him, just like Mary. No? Opportunity to i-celebrate yung resurrected life ni Lazarus. Yes, let's do this. No, ang nakita niya kaagad, uy, sayang yung pera. I could have benefited from that. Pag binenta yun, di ba? And we got money from it. Yes, you know, we'll give it to the poor. Yun ang sinabi niya. Pero part of that, kukunin ko yun. Sabi niya, he was a thief eh. He would take from it. You know, some of us miss the abundant life that Jesus wants us to experience because we're not intimate with Jesus. We're in this relationship because of what we think we can get out of it. And so because of it, ano yun, nagiging selfish tayo, nagiging greedy tayo, yung maling kaugalian natin ang nangingibabaw, and because of this, we're missing out on what Jesus is wanting for us to experience in the moment. And you know, I really believe that in this moment, even though it's been, what, 3 weeks going into the 4 weeks now, merong layunin ng Panginoon. God has a purpose for why He's allowed it. The enemy, yes, comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But you know what? God can turn it around for good. We heard that today. We sang that today in our worship. But if we are so self-absorbed, ang nakita lang natin yung kakulangan sa buhay natin, yung wala sa atin, or di kaya naman yung dapat binibigay ng Panginoon sa akin ngayon pero hindi ko natatanggap, we're gonna miss the opportunity of what Jesus, what His presence is wanting to do in our midst. In our midst. So let's check our hearts. Let's check our motives. Maaring sinasabi natin, binibigkas ng labi natin, praise the Lord, thank God, pero yung heart talaga natin wala doon, just like Judas. He was giving good and right suggestions pero hindi naman pala tama yung intention niya. And God knows our hearts. And when we do that, we might miss that opportunity of fellowship, of time in God's presence right in this season. Then there are others who don't really care at all about Jesus. There may be some of you who are listening to this stream right now who are like that. You're like the chief priest na wala talagang pakialam. Ang alam ko lang, you know, this is just a whole mess and it's not benefiting anybody any good. It's getting in the way of what I want, and you know, I don't want anything to do with Jesus. Bakit kasi if He comes in, just like the chief priests, you know, we're losing followers. Because just like Lazarus who resurrected from the dead because of his story, ngayon mas maraming sumusunod kay Jesus, kami nawawala ng kasunod. So just like Judas, these are people who don't really have a close relationship with Jesus. Whether they're missing out on what Jesus offers because they're thinking of what they could lose. What would be removed out of their life? Their followers, their fame, what should be rightfully theirs. And the reality is, if you really don't have an intimate, close relationship with Jesus, ganun palagi ang isipin natin. Either, just like the chief priest, walang-wala talaga, and we don't think twice about it, we would rather Jesus not exist. Or, we would say, yeah, I follow Jesus, pero merong hadlang, merong hangganan. And we've set a limit. It's either the sin that we have in our hearts, or our selfishness, or our greed that is holding us back from what God is wanting to do in our life at that moment. And these are the things that hold us back. In fact, that's what Judas was missing right here in this moment. When he thought he was actually doing the right thing or a good thing, he was actually missing out on the opportunity of expressing worship and thanksgiving to Jesus. But if we're one of those today who say, you know, I believe in Jesus, I follow Him, and I want to be closer to Him, we need to look at Mary. Because she had the right response to the presence of God right in that room, right in that house. I'm sure one by one, those that came in were anointed. But for her, Jesus was special. Why? Because Jesus was unique. He was different than everybody else. How do you treat Jesus today? How intimate are you with Jesus today? If Jesus came, welcome ba siya sa ating mga tahanan? Welcome ba siya sa ating buhay? Or sinasabi na hindi, hanggang dyan ka lang. Hanggang dyan ka lang. Kasi may mga parte sa buhay ko na sa akin lang. But there are other parts, Lord. Sige, pwede. Pwede yun para sa'yo. If Jesus truly is Lord and Savior of our lives, and we want to experience His fullness, we should go the way of Mary. Because that's what Mary did. For Mary, it did not matter na itong perfume na to na sobrang mahal, almost a year's wages, sabi nga dun, she was willing to give it all for Jesus. Why? Because in her heart and in her mind, Jesus was worthy of praise. Jesus was worthy of extravagant, all-out worship. How do you feel about Jesus? Is He still worthy of praise and worship in your life today? Even in the midst of difficulties, even in the midst of trouble. Hindi lang pag merong good times, di ba? Pag may good times, sige, andiyan si Jesus. Kasama natin siya. I'm gonna follow Him. Pero pag mahirap, wala. Or, on the other hand, in times of difficulty, it's just a relationship out of convenience. That Jesus is just like, you know, He's good because it's Christmas. He's just like Santa Claus. He'll give what I need when I need it. Pero pag nandiyan na yan, quits na tayo, kakalimutan na kita. What kind of relationship was that? You see, for Mary, there was nothing that she could benefit. She already received it. Her brother was back from the dead. She wasn't offering this worship para buhayin ng Panginoon Jesus si Lazarus. No, Lazarus was right there. He was sitting with them. This was just out of the overflow of her heart. She decided, Lord Jesus is worthy of worship and praise, so I'm just going to express that to Him. And that was expressed in pouring out this perfume. And it just not honored Jesus. You know, when this perfume, it says in the story that this perfume, the aroma of it filled the entire house. Filled the entire house. You know, when we are totally sold out to God, a lot of times the reason why we miss out on the fullness is because we hold back from surrendering everything that we have to Jesus Christ. But as soon as the moment we give everything, we say, Lord God, I surrender to You. My priorities, my heart, my habits, my talent, my wealth, my time, my treasure. You know, God's going to use that. And He's not just going to be blessed by it. I'm sure this was a blessing to God. Sabi ni Jesus, yay, she's doing this to anoint my body. This is worship that I'm receiving right now, and it is blessing me because it was foretelling of what was about to come. When we fully surrender to God and we allow Him to saturate every part of our life and we live our lives in worship towards Him, it's not just going to bless God, it's going to bless others that are surrounding us or that are near us as well. Yun yung tinatawag na ano lang eh, after effect, di ba? May consequence. The consequence of worshiping and praising God is God doesn't just get blessed. Everybody else surrounding us also gets blessed. Why? When that perfume was poured out, that was Mary's worship. But Mary's worship also allowed other people to smell that sweet smelling aroma. When we worship God, when we get to know who Jesus truly is, and we say, Lord, You are master over everything. Alam mo, lahat ng mga bagay sa buhay natin, sa Kanya na rin. So what I do with my time, what I do with my treasure, what I do with my opportunities and my relationships, Lord Jesus, worship yun para sa'yo. Just like what Paul said, you know, when he wrote to the Colossian believers in Colossians 3, sabi niya, let your work be done unto the Lord. Because all of this is for Him. Hindi tayo gumagawa ng mabubuting bagay to get people's attention, applause, and, you know, to get rewards. No, we first do it to God. God knows our intentions. God knows our heart, just like He knew Judas and Mary's heart. And so Judas, he rebuked. He said, "Di tama yun. This is the right intention." When we do it to the Lord, as unto the Lord, it doesn't just bless God, it blesses others around us as well. And that should always be our intention. There are so many of us right now, the church, from the time it was born in the book of Acts up to the 21st century, has always responded in the way that it continues to do today. You know, church is not just about us coming together on Sunday or nagwo-worship sa isang gusali, sa isang lugar. Hey, we haven't been doing that the past couple of weeks. But you know what? The church has been stronger than it has ever been before. Bakit? Because you are the church. Where you are, as you extend the love of God to your neighbors, to your family, to the people who don't know you, this is worship. When we worship God, we say, Lord God, we want to do this. We want to serve the people around us. As we love God, we love others. God is blessed. And as a result of this, if our hearts are right, people around us are blessed and encouraged as well. This is what our calling has always been as a body. And we need to continue to live that way today. The fullness of life comes not because I live solely for myself. The fullness and the joy of life comes if I live a life in honor of God and in service of other people around me. That's when we begin to eliminate the spirit of greed and selfishness. This was very different from what Judas had. Judas, the only intention that he had was, ako, ano yung mabibenefit ko dito? But for Mary, it was totally the opposite. No, this is all for God. This is all for Jesus' benefit. And as she did that, hindi lang si Jesus ang na-bless. The entire house and even those outside the house who didn't really care about Jesus, pati sila, nakaranas, nakadama ng presensya ng Panginoon. This is what happens when we as Christians, when we as a church do our acts of service and worship to the Lord. When we make it about Jesus first, when we are fully surrendered to Him, it doesn't matter who gets the credit. What's important is God gets the glory. And when He gets the glory, siya na mismo magpo-pour out ng pagpapala dun sa mga iba na nangangailangan. What we need to do is to respond in obedience and to live a life of worship. Paul instructs us in Romans. He says that we are living sacrifices. This is who we are. Every day of our life is a life that is offered up in worship to the Lord. And when we offer it up in worship to the Lord, this is where we begin to experience the fullness and the abundant life that Jesus desires for us. Not because we're living for ourselves, no, because we recognize that life comes from God and it is to be lived for His glory. And as we do that, as we love Him with all that we are, it translates to love for others, and it is there that we experience fulfillment and satisfaction in life. I pray that today, as you stay where you are, that you don't feel you're restricted. I pray that you won't feel that you're imprisoned. Rather, that you would know that you are free in Jesus and in His Spirit, and that the freedom that He gives you is not determined by your circumstances, by your location. No, it is because of the Spirit and the presence of God in your life. At sa yung pagsunod sa Kanya, as you surrender everything to Him, I guarantee you that His fulfillment will come. His presence will come. As you seek to meet the needs of the people around you, beginning with your own home, your own family, and then your neighbor and others beyond that, makikita mo dun kung paano, just like Jesus responding to Mary, He is doing what is right. Because the intention is right. He's serving others as a service to the Lord. And when we do this, it will become a blessing, not just to God, but to those around us. And we will feel the fulfillment and the fullness of life at that moment. We already have eternal life for those of us who come to follow Him. That's already in us. All we needed to do was to believe in Him, and it has come. And I pray for those of you who are missing that right now and you're saying, hey, Chad, you know, that's something na gusto kong maranasan sa buhay ko. You can experience that by turning to Jesus and saying, Lord, I want that in my life today. As we end, we're going to come in prayer. And I encourage you just to come to the Lord and surrender all that you are to Him, that you may experience His presence where you are. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your love for us. Lord, despite the situation and the circumstances na hinaharap namin in our surroundings, Lord, you continue to be with us. Thank you that you came to give us fullness of life and abundant life. Lord, that came the moment we put our faith and trust in you. The new came, the old disappeared. And so help us, Lord, to continue to find the fullness and fulfillment as we serve those in our home, those in our neighborhood, and around us in worship to the Lord. Because we know that as we do that, the way that you showed us to live that life, we will experience that abundance. we will experience the fullness of life the way that you showed us to live it out. So come, Lord, and lead us, guide us, and fill every moment by your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. If you want to know more about how to live an abundant and full life, you may not know Jesus fully, let us know. Send us a message right here on this page or email us at prayer@icschurch.com. Our desire is for you to continue to experience God's joy, righteousness, and His peace in your life wherever you are. Know that the Lord is with you and that His presence is abiding with you. God bless you.
We pray that you are encouraged by this message. For more information about ICS Church, please visit us online at ics.church or like us on facebook.com/ICS Church.